We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again.
Welcome to Shut Up and Listen.
That's right. The smooth sounds of Freddy Cruz on Hot 105.
I almost forgot you're from Miami for a second.
I'm not from Miami.
From Fort Lauderdale.
Thank you very much.
I apologize.
Thank you very much. How was your week this week, this past week?
Well, I missed you because we didn't record.
Yeah. I missed you too.
We took some time.
Yeah.
What a week, you know?
Do you even remember
it? Nope.
Okay.
I know that I come on to this podcast on almost a weekly basis and talk about how violently hungover I am and how I think I should, like, I consider not drinking anymore because the hangovers are getting so bad.
And you still do it every week.
And I still do it. But truly, today I was like, I may take a sober October.
I doubt it. Yeah, I feel like you've tried that last year and it didn't work.
The hangovers are just getting so much worse.
Because you're older, ma'am.
I know. And unless I do, like, a very specific night before routine... Mm-hmm. It's almost unmanageable.
Yeah, you're not in your early 20s where you can just drink on an empty stomach. You need to take liquid IV before you go out.
I'm an idiot. And I'm just,
and you're a healthcare worker. Isn't that sad?
I know.
Sad.
So, because to me, I'm like, you don't have a problem unless you're cirrhotic. Like, unless I'm yellow, there's no
unless
issue.
You're jaundiced.
Because I work in a hospital.
Gotcha.
So.
That's when you know it's enough.
Yeah. We did get a little Texas cold front, though. A little cool front blew in. Which has been
so
nice.
So excited.
It really feels like fall.
I actually was able to put my windows down in my car.
Oh.
I mean, it was for a brief second because, you know, I can't do that.
Yeah, then the sun came out. But, yeah, it was like 70 degrees.
Well, it was 50 degrees one time when I went to work, and I was like, ooh, this is amazing. So I think Texas is finally cooling off.
We're hitting the fall.
Because this has been a struggle bus of a summer. We had, record high of 70 days in a row of, we were over 100.
It was
record of over 70 days in a row of over 100.
Don't ask me the specifics, but it was hot.
No, I paid attention to it because I have TVs everywhere at the job. Mm-hmm. And so... Literally, and that's all the people talk about.
Do you watch the news at home?
No.
Neither do I.
Because I see it at work in every patient's room. Every patient is watching Fox News or CNN.
These are my questions. Do you think it's a generational thing? I don't know anybody that watches the news.
I used to.
Used to?
Before social media. It's social media.
We get all our news from social media. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think people have cable anymore.
No, they don't. But I think it's definitely generational. Like, boomers and like early Gen Xers, I think they still watch the news. And then the end of younger millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, we don't watch the news.
Because like growing up, the news used to just be on. Like at home, the news was on.
It came on at like 7 o'clock in the morning, then 8 o'clock, then noon, then 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you watch it getting ready in the morning. 10 p.m., 11. Here, what did they say? They say at 9, it's news. At 10, it's history. Because the news came on at 9.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the news. So my nana the other day was like, have you been watching the news? And I was like, why the fuck would I watch the news?
If an apocalypse broke out, the only way I would know is if I were on TikTok and somebody
Twitter broke it to you first. Yeah. Or I guess it's
not even Twitter.
Now,
I'm not even on Twitter. But it had to be on Instagram or TikTok. Not even Facebook. Because, you know, Facebook, it takes a month for people to catch up on Facebook.
A week later, they'll be like, here's a TikTok about the world.
And I'm like, yeah, we already saw
that. World done ended.
You already saw that. It's weird.
Well, yeah. But, how was your week?
My week was actually pretty good. It was pretty productive, thankfully.
Is that a new Apple Watch?
No, this is my same one. It's the same one.
Sorry.
It was pretty productive. I felt really accomplished. I had to, my toilet has been leaking in my bathroom, in one of my bathrooms. And again, homeownership, the joys of homeownership.
Trash.
Today, one thing is another. Anyway, and so I got my water bill back and it was like $200 and something. And I was like, whoa.
Squeeze me.
But I remember that I did pressure wash my driveway and stuff. So that was like 3 hours worth of water just running. And then my toilet keeps running. So I went ahead and bought a more expensive fill valve, and I was able to replace it. No water wasted, thankfully.
What can't she do?
Listen, I'm telling you, don't ever ask me what I bring to the table. I bring bricks, bitch. That's all I'm saying. Bricks and tools.
Did you see that girl on TikTok who was like, if you live in Texas, check your water bill because they were charging her the wrong rate for her water?
Yes, sauce. Mm-mm. Well, I'm not on sauce though. I won't tell you which one I'm on, but I'm not on sauce.
Okay, great.
Yeah. But yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'd kill somebody.
But other than that, I mean, the week was great. I'm getting ready to have by the time this airs, I will have had a 4-day work week, which is great.
So listen,
Columbus is a piece of shit, right? But I'm appreciative that somebody made it a federal holiday, so I get the day off. But I am recognizing it as Indigenous People's Day. So
go read
a book.
Go read Flowers in the Moon Child or something.
Yes, I will be in the bed probably sleeping. But
okay.
Yeah, I will be getting rest. So
you should
yeah.
do peyote. Go do something fun.
No. It's a day of rest and remembrance for all of our Indigenous brothers and sisters.
Do you like how we celebrate Indigenous people and then the next month turn around and we're like, Thanksgiving, bitch, gotcha. We're all just going to forget about it.
Okay. I get what you're saying, but I just feel like...
Problematic.
I choose to look at Thanksgiving as an opportunity for family to love on each other. Like, I understand the historical implications of everything and what happened, the reality of the genocide of Indigenous people in this country. But I choose to look at it as a time for families to get together and just celebrate. Now, yes, I do have a 6-foot turkey. That's not the point. What I'm saying is I don't dress up as an Indigenous person during Halloween or during that time. It's a time for families to come together.
Okay. Understandable. I'm just saying.
Am I a hypocrite? Probably.
If we flipped it and there was like, you know, we'd say like, oh, this was a very prominent day of the Holocaust. But on that day, we love to celebrate getting together with our families, having fun and eating. People would be like, oh, that's kind of fucked up that all these people died on this day. But
I agree, but I'm not changing it. I agree. I'm sorry. Thanksgiving is my most favorite holiday, and I choose to celebrate my family because the purpose of Thanksgiving, the original purpose
of it. The reason for the season.
Well, that's Jesus. But the reason for Thanksgiving was really for historically Indigenous people welcoming people into their family. Mm. So we are celebrating it correctly. Mm. Unless you're Indigenous and I'm doing it wrong. And I apologize, but I'm not going to stop. Anywho, but yeah, that's kind of the hill
that
I'm dying
on. It's in the culture.
On.
It's the zeitgeist at this point.
Exactly. We can't. It's pumpkin season.
Hey, I've been pumpkining it the fuck up.
Okay, let me talk about this real quick. So you know how at Starbucks, so because it is pumpkin season and because it's fall now officially and the weather is changing, I realize that I have a huge problem, right? And my problem is I have a visceral aggression when it comes to not being able to get certain fall items that I want and that I require every year. So case in point, Starbucks has this apple cinnamon croissant.
Really?
I went to 3 Starbuckses yesterday and neither one of them bitches had it.
What's the plural of Starbucks? Is it Starbucks?
Starbuckses. That's what I said.
No, it sounded good. I just wanted to make
sure. I said what I said.
I don't know what that is. And I'm a Starbucks bitch.
Really?
An apple cinnamon croissant?
Yeah.
Could have drawn my croissant. Off.
And then I had to suffer for a stupid pumpkin one, which I don't like it because it has the pumpkin seeds on there. And I don't like.
The pumpkin bread?
Yeah, the pumpkin bread. The pumpkin loaf. I don't like the topping part of that.
That shit's good.
But it was warm, so it was nice. But still, I want my apple cinnamon damn croissant Starbucks
delicious.
God damn. And then I know you'd be lying. They'd be like, oh, let me check in the back. I know you only put a certain
amount
out for the day.
There's no back.
Like, y'all don't even have a bathroom in there.
You
for
know who
baristas.
Has a really good apple turnover?
Who?
Arby's. I've listened.
Ain't no way in hell
that
you
shit's
me to
delicious.
Go to Arby's.
You know, like, I had Arby's the other day.
Bruh.
I'm not doing it.
I had literal Arby's the other
you
day.
You had a roast beef sandwich.
I sure fucking did. It's delicious.
And how long from the time you took your last bite to the first turd that dropped in the toilet?
Well, I'm chronically constipated, so it took a while.
Oh, okay.
If
cool.
you must know.
But it still came out and pushed everything else. Okay. Interesting.
You couldn't eat Arby's if you wanted to.
No, I don't like.
You don't like a curly fry?
No, I don't.
Bitch, I love a curly fry.
I hate curly fries. Because you know how sometimes they don't fry them correctly and then they're mushy in the middle when you try to spread it out and unspiral it? So yeah, I don't like curly fries.
Okay, well, they have really great apple turnovers if you're in the market.
Is it just like the apple pie that was at McDonald's?
But a little, it has icing on it, so it's
Oh, that's
better.
Even worse. I don't like icing.
Worse?
You know, I like plain Pop-Tarts. Come on now. You know I don't like icing.
You like plain Pop-Tarts? Have we talked about this before?
We have, because you judge me every time we talk about it.
And I think I block it out because that's just insane to me.
I don't want any frosting on it. I like the plain one.
What a fucking
weirdo. I eat old-fashioned donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. So
okay, well, I like sour cream donuts.
Yes. Okay, those are really
so we
good.
Can, yes.
We sound like a fat ass on this damn podcast. Every time we talk about food.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay, wait. Before, speaking of being a fat ass, you know how they have like...
Part two.
I'm just gonna bring myself to the table. You know how they have
5, 6, 7, 8
town hall meetings at the place we used to work.
Yes.
Okay. So they have these meetings like I don't know once every couple of months,
every quarter.
So the hospital can be like, "Here's what's going on with the hospital."
As if they don't send you 30 emails.
Exactly.
A day.
But they entice you by giving you snacks, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So the thing is, the meetings take place in the same building on the same floor as our office, mm-hmm. which means when the meeting's over and the food's left over, sometimes if it's just laying there,
a lot of times
people will just kind of creep in and grab the extras because mm-hmm. it's for us. We work at the hospital. We might as well take it anyway.
Or else they'll trash it.
Usually it's food from the cafeteria. It used to be lunch. They used to have like real food.
Catered lunches.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously, COVID. So now it's getting like slimmer and slimmer, but this mm-hmm. time they had like boxes and boxes of Dunkin' Donuts.
You didn't give me one? They'll probably try to poison me.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Never mind. Forget that. I said that.
But when I tell you I was eating donut and someone would be like, "Oh no, you have to try this one. Oh no, you have to try that." I probably had like 6 donuts.
You were probably so fucking hyper. Did you take your mom's ass today?
Bitch, I was comatose. No, I did not. That's why God. I had 8 different donuts. Because first of all, I had an appetite, which is how I know I forgot to take my Vyvanse. I've been forgetting to take it. Like, I get to work and I can't remember if I've taken it or not. And then I eat everything in sight, so I know I haven't. But I had probably like 6 donuts.
Jeez.
And every time people would be like, "You should try this one." I'm like, "No, I need to finish mine." I'm like, "Well, fuck, I'll go try it." But once I had one bite, I had to eat like half of it.
Donuts are just, they're amazing.
God.
Donuts are amazing. But anyway.
Let's
get into what we're really talking about. So 2 big things real quick. The first thing is, as y'all know, this is the month of October. I know we're a little late because we didn't record last week, but you're here now. Whatever. We're making up for it. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Oh, that is not what I meant to do. That's what I meant to do. Jesus.
I guess that's appropriate. No one's really happy to get breast cancer.
I need everybody to check your boobs. Everybody should be doing their breast exams,
breast exams.
Go around in a circle, go and then go clockwise, all that good stuff.
You're doing great.
Well, I mean, you got to press down a little bit harder, but obviously with no bra on, but and laying down. Or you can stand up and do it. Both
however
ways.
However you want.
However you want. Just, you know, have a neighbor, your significant other, you know, homeless man. Who cares?
Anyone you like. Someone with nice hands.
Yeah. Your work husband, work wife, whatever. Anywho, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Please make sure that y'all do y'all self breast exams. Don't wait until you're 40 to go and get your
mammograms
and all that good kind of stuff. Stay on top of that. Also, too, in the wake of also piggybacking off Breast Cancer Month, is officially PT Month.
Oh, no.
Seriously. Oh, God. It's PT Month, y'all. So happy PT Month to every PT, every PTA, every PT rehab tech. And for those that don't know what PT and PTA stands for, it's physical therapist and physical therapist assistant. So happy PT Month to y'all.
Thank you for all you do.
Enjoy the pizza or just a big thank you from your hospital because you ain't gonna get shit else.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Truly. We still haven't even gotten our rehab week gifts.
What was rehab? Oh, that's right. We got a portable... a portable charging bank, which was very, really nice with the hospital logo on it, which I was like, "I don't want your logo on there because I don't want people to know where I work." And we also got a cookbook made with other people's recipes in it.
Oh,
which I was like, "Nah, I don't want that."
We got an email telling us what we would be getting if we were
which was what?
A fanny pack.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow, to carry our shit for the hospital. Yes, yeah. I have no idea, but yeah.
To carry all your tears mm-hmm. and depression.
So, happy PT month. I love a physical therapist. I'm going to force my personal physical therapist to do some distraction on my leg later. So
yeah, for free. But it's okay.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
How long have you been a physical therapist?
I've been with a physical therapist 11 years.
What's your favorite part?
About being a physical therapist? Nothing.
If you had to pick one.
The patient interaction.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. Like, it's never a dull moment being a physical therapist, especially when you work in the ICU or just in acute care or in the hospital setting. Mm-hmm. That part is always fun. You never, literally, the healthcare industry is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. True. So I do like the patient interaction. Not all the time, because sometimes I'm just not, you have to put on this face of, hi, good morning, let's do therapy. And then I'm just like, I don't want to do therapy. And then I'm just sitting there like, what do you want to do today, Mr. Johnson? Well, I don't really want to do anything. Well, let's just sit in here for 23 minutes. I'm kidding. I don't do that.
I know I'm getting burnt out.
How?
I'm sitting so much in patient rooms.
You're sitting there.
I'm like pulling up a chair and I'm like, all right, let's talk.
Now you sound like one of my coworkers who always does that. He walks in patient rooms like he will clean their shit off, put it on the floor and sit in the chair. And I'm like, you're the fucking physical therapist, dude. But he doesn't care.
The other day, Jessica, we were doing a coach read together and the guy's blood pressure was just trash. And she told him, do some leg exercises while I go talk to your nurse. And I was like, you know what? Pulled up the chair. I was like, I'll sit here and do them with you.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired at work.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Being a physical therapist is not what I anticipated it to be. And I feel that bamboozled. I
do. You do have the personality for it.
I don't think I do. Everybody keeps saying, you genuinely look like you love your job. What tells you that when I come in a patient's room?
I've never said that.
I don't even have a smile underneath my mask. People are just like, I can tell you're smiling. No, I'm just like, I'm crying.
You know why? It's because you talk, you're not shit, but you just say things that people, in a way that people think you're joking and you're not.
I'm dead serious.
You're dead serious, yeah. But everyone thinks you're joking, so it works.
That's very true.
Yeah. Do you have, like, gun to your head, a top two PT moments?
Yes. I have one moment where there was a patient that I had who actually was a mutual patient of ours. No, I don't want to use that one. There was one girl that I worked with who she had a massive aneurysm.
Eesh.
And she was only like 25, 26. And we were just like, she has no rehab potential. We felt like she had global aphasia, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like she couldn't respond or comprehend or respond to us. She came back into the hospital for something and she looked at me. She legit looked at me. Like, it's almost like a scene out of Grey's Anatomy. Like, mm-hmm. they're not looking at you, Grey. They're looking pet. Like, no, this bitch looked. She's not a bitch. I'm sorry. She looked at me. And so I went in the room and I'm like, can you understand what I'm saying to you? And she, it took a minute for her to respond. And she finally, like, after like 2 minutes, she was like, yes.
Was this the project I got stuck with when Audrey got moved off the...
Because she could talk and she was eating with speech therapy. And I love that. And then another patient of mine who I worked with him for about 2 years. He was found down by his son at home. Massive heart attack, went on ECMO. Really, it looked very, very bleak. He ended up getting an LVAD, had to go to rehab, had to go to a nursing home for a little bit. Finally got home, got strong enough, came back for his heart transplant. Myself, the whole team really convinced the heart surgeon, like the heart transplant doctor, like, listen, his body is ready for it. He's physically ready for it. Got his heart transplant in and out of the hospital in like 2 weeks.
Crazy.
Yeah. He was probably by far one of my favorite patients.
So you do like your job.
I like the people. Mm-hmm. And he bought me a fan.
See, so, we love gifts.
Absolutely. Because I used to steal his fan all the time. He's like, you know, that's for me, right? And I'm like, sir, you're doing counts right now, so relax. But him and his wife, his son, their whole family, just super sweet.
Do you have a least favorite joke that patients tell you?
Not a least favorite joke. I just get tired of people saying, oh, I wouldn't mess with you. I know you can lift me up. Shut the fuck up, Mr. Johnson. Like, I hope that had this one guy this week who was, cause my student was, co-evaluating with the OT. And so I'm just standing there being like the tech pretty much. Mm-hmm. And so, he was just like, who's the shadow over there? And I was like, oh, I'm Monica from physical therapies. And he's just like, well, whoever you are, I wouldn't try you. And I'm like, sir, I'm a very nice person. I pulled down my mask and I was like, see, I smile. He was just like, even still, I wouldn't bother you. Okay, well, don't.
Wow.
Yeah. Or when patients call me fat, like inadvertently. I know you can lift me up. Lift yourself up, Mr. Johnson. But yeah.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill, OT, speech, PCAs.
Oh, that's hard. Oh, Jesus. If anybody works at my job and sees this video, please don't take this seriously. This is all entertainment. Fuck, marry, kill. God damn. Oh, that's easy. I would marry my PCAs.
Okay.
because I used to be a PCA. I would fuck OT all the time because it's in and out. Because that's what we do on cold treats anyway. And then, sorry, speech therapist, you got to get the fuck out.
You're killed.
I love y'all, but I'm not. I can never take up for. I can't get rid of one. Yeah, no PCA. Yeah. Ooh, God, no. Yeah. So I would marry PCAs. I would fuck OTs, and then I would kill speech therapists.
Okay. I like
that's
that.
A good one. That was a good question. I like
thank
that.
You. Yeah. Would you rather have a 400-pound patient that you had to mobilize all on your own, who has been bedbound for the last 6 months, or a very handsy stroke patient, middle-aged man?
Handsy stroke.
Really?
Because it's more fun.
Oh.
Yeah. The more inappropriate, the better.
Oh, God.
Do you want to? I'm not. My back is already fucked up. No.
Can you hear me wheezing?
But are you bronchitis? You better not have COVID.
I think I have the black lung.
You better not. Mesothelioma.
I just like, there's something. I'm not. There are different therapists for every. Like, everyone has a little special something.
True.
It's like, you know, those shows where when you get a power, it's like whatever you were good at in your regular life, and it just gets like exacerbated with your superpowers.
Yeah.
Or when you become a vampire or some shit.
True.
Okay, so there's all people who are good at different things. I'm not a neuro girl. I've never been a neuro girl.
Really?
I
thought
can't.
You loved neuro for some odd reason.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely the fuck not. And I just, there's something about telling someone something and them just not being able to, like, they physically, literally cannot compute it and mm-hmm. keep doing it. And I, like, blow a gasket.
Mm.
I don't have the patience for that.
Gotcha.
So I don't want to do handsy stroke.
Yeah, handsy strokes are, they're fine. They push a lot because they have a lot of tone. But I'd rather that one than a 400-pound patient who's been bedbound. Hell no. Okay, did I ever tell you about, okay, I got to tell you about this. I know this episode is going to be kind of long. So I had this one patient when I worked in Atlanta. I was a physical therapist in Atlanta. I won't say which hospital. Anyway, it's probably been bought out anyway.
Grace Slum Memorial.
Grace Slum Memorial in Atlanta, Georgia. So we had this one patient, super, super nice girl. She weighed 800 pounds. And so,
light work.
Right. And so we worked with her, super nice. And so myself and my preceptor for PT, because I was
800 pounds?
She was 800
American
pounds. And she had a one-year-old.
Child?
So, yeah.
What?
And at the time, I was like, Lord, where's my husband? Anyway, so I worked with her. She was doing great. This one particular day, we got her to the edge of the bed. Well, she was able to get herself to the edge of the bed by herself, mostly by herself, because we had been working on her strength and stuff. And then she was having issues getting back to the bed. It was this whole debacle.
It was a debacle.
Anyway, so she ended up almost sliding off of the bed.
Oh,
and
no.
And so I was standing like by her hip, so I had to hold a part of her leg. And you know how with obese patients, morbidly obese patients, they always love to put all these creams and powders in the crevices. And when they did that, I was just like, okay, there's just white cheese everywhere pretty much. So, and it was slipping and sticking to my glove at the same time.
Oh.
So I have her leg and I'm trying to lift her leg up. And then they call it a cold manpower, which I hate that fucking code in any
cold
hospital.
Manpower.
Pretty much every man that's in the hospital that can make it come in the room and help. And I'm just like, they got maintenance people coming all in here. And I'm like, this girl is exposed. Like, come on. So anyway, it was a bunch of us that were in the room. I'm the only one holding up her leg. By the time I got out of this room, there was cheese all on my maroon scrubs. It was the worst. I was like, I didn't go to school for this. But I felt so bad for her because she really, like, her accomplishment that she made of getting herself to the edge of the bed was quickly taken away by the embarrassment of other people coming in there and looking at her like,
yeah.
Oh my God, you know, because she deserved privacy and dignity and they did not give that to her, unfortunately. So,
yeah. The thing about really large patients is for the most part, they are all very kind and appreciative of you trying to help them. But every now and then
you get an asshole
and you're like, listen, mm-hmm. I don't have to be in here doing this with you.
What's the one guy from 600 Pound Life? Steven. Oh gosh, they're brothers. Shoot. He has mental health issues. Steven Asante. That's his name.
Yeah.
Who just like, I want some Jell-O now.
Oh yeah. It's that guy. And you're like, listen, dude. Motherfucker.
I will push you down a flight of stairs.
And I was going to be like, the nurses won't even come in here because they don't want to move your ass. And I'm here to help you. So be nice.
Exactly.
To me.
Seriously.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad you're a physical therapist. I'm very happy we got to work together in that capacity for as long as we did.
Yeah, absolutely. And
never a dull moment.
From that, you know, it birthed this podcast. So
it did. Oh, my grandpa, he always, literally whenever he's talking about Monica, he's like, whenever he's telling grandpa. Anybody else, he's like, oh yeah, Alyssa's friend, Monica, physical therapy, it was her teacher. She did a great job. She, everything she knows, she taught her. I was like, who told you that? She wasn't my teacher. We don't even do the same job. He's like, she taught her everything. It wasn't, remember when she was your teacher at the hospital? I was like, we're not even the same discipline. I never told him that. He is dead set. You are my teacher.
I love that.
Remember when you worked for her at the hospital when she was your teacher?
I'm replacing you as his granddaughter, and I love it.
Thing he asked me when he sees me, how's Monica?
He's such a sweetheart. Oh my gosh, I love your grandpa. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you who else, well, piggybacking kind of off that, thing, people that we know and love. And sometimes when they disappoint you, sometimes, unfortunately. So I don't know if you heard in the news this a couple weeks ago, Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon in the Marvel series. Mm-hmm. He, amazing actor, right? Amazing man. So this week he got some flack about, I guess, his interaction with interaction with a fan. So this little boy came up to him, this little black boy that was just like, hey, oh my gosh, Falcon, can I take a picture with you? He says no. The grandmother's like, wait, I don't think I heard that correctly. Goes back over to Anthony Mackie and was just like, my grandson asked for a picture with you. Are you sure you said no? He's like, I said what the fuck I said, grandma.
These people don't owe you anything.
They don't. And I feel like people were just in the comments just like, that's a shame. Like, that's a little kid. And I'm like, okay, if there were a million little kids lined up, does that mean he has to take a picture with every little kid?
Can you imagine it's the worst day? Not that this was the worst day of his life, but like, you're just having a shit day. Mm-hmm. One of those days where you're like, if one more thing, and then someone comes up and just bothers the shit out of you,
and I wouldn't do it either. Nice. He was very nice about saying no, but I just feel like celebrities get to say no. Like, why do you feel entitled? That's just like if somebody is having dinner with their significant other, their family member, and you come up to them wanting a picture in the middle of their dinner. Like, would you want somebody doing that to you? Like, I get it. Celebrities are on a totally different, you know, realm or whatever, but respect their privacy too. A lot of times they don't want to be bothered, and it's okay.
But then also, like, once one person starts taking pictures and other people see that they're taking pictures, the whole thing.
And the thing is, they have no normalcy anyway. Like, obviously they asked for it, but whatever. I'll tell you who didn't ask for something. Kevin McCarthy.
Oof.
Lord Jesus, we gotta talk about it. We don't have a Speaker of the House, even though we have an interim.
I love when the government acts like a high school.
No, it's not the government. It's Matthew Gaetz.
Well, I just think that politics is very high school, a lot of it, because it's just like these power plays and these he said, she said, and these like deals, and everyone, it's just like a power struggle and a personality contest. Mm-hmm. So when shit like this happens, I just think it's so funny.
It really is. So if y'all don't know, if you've been living under a rock, the Speaker of the House was Kevin McCarthy, and
the Speaker of the House, who no one has enjoyed being Speaker of the House more than this man enjoyed being fucking Speaker of the House.
He barely got it because they had to go through, what was it, like 12 or 18 rounds of votes, and he kept getting no every single time.
He was like, I'm not taking no for an
answer. But he's a Republican congressman, and the thing is, his own Republican Party did not want him in this position. And so nobody was more critical of him than Matt Gaetz. And Matt Gaetz didn't want to be the Speaker of the House anyway. I don't think he would have got the votes.
I don't think anyone wants that job.
He kept holding out. And he kept saying, we want Trump for Speaker of the House. And this person, blah, blah, blah. He just kept calling out random ass names. Dr. Seuss. Exactly. So then they finally got the votes, put him in there. And Matt Gaetz was like, I am determined to get this motherfucker out of here. So he's like, I'm going to let you get in. And I'm going to show you that I'm going to kick your ass out. So legit, 216 Republicans voted to get this man the fuck about it. And they were like, well, do you need the Democrats to help you? He was like, yeah, they're not going to help me. I understand. Listen, all 210, just spit, sorry. All 210 Democrats was like, no, we ain't helping you, brother.
That was his only hope. Yeah. And it's because he would see, he'd promise all these things to the Republicans, not do it. He'd promise all these things to the Democrats, not do it.
Yeah.
Oops, my friend.
Yeah. So does that mean that he's no longer in Congress? So he, did he lose his congressman seat as well? Or just the Speaker of the House?
Are you both? If once you become Speaker, do you keep your seat?
I don't know. Because I think Nancy Pelosi did.
Or is he out of job?
I don't know. Because I mean, he's an elected official as far as being a congressman. But I
thought the thing was, I thought the risky part was when you go take another job, you lose whatever you had. That's why people don't.
That's only if you're like a governor or a mayor or something like that. But I think in Congress, since they don't even have age limits. I mean, look at, what's his name? Mitch McConnell. I don't know.
All I know is that
He ain't the Speaker of the House no more.
He is not. And we've never not had a Speaker of the House. So everyone's ever in like, history. What the fuck?
And but you know what I think is crazy, though, is that the Republican Party continues to show how weak it is right now, currently. I don't think the Republican Party has ever been this exposed. And the Democrats are looking as unified as they could possibly be. Ain't no rifts and runs over there.
He still represents California's 20th congressional district.
Okay, so he's still a...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's just not in control.
Mm-hmm. He's an Aquarius.
Yeah, because what you call... Oh, no, that was Mitch McConnell. But yeah, Nancy Pelosi, I think, is still in Congress.
This man had his job from January to October. Lord.
Barely. Just barely.
This is now your political podcast. Welcome.
Yeah, well, speaking of some other political things, did you experience on... What was it? Tuesday, August the 4th. I mean, October the 4th. That whole broadcast that came to everybody's phone.
Yeah, because I was in the hospital and everyone has an iPhone. And then everyone has the mobile iPhone too. Yeah.
So apparently every 5 to 10 years, the United States does this. The government does that. And they just send out a national broadcast to every radio. I mean, the people say, conspiracy theorists say it's to track us. But I really think it's just for the national broadcasting system to actually work. Because they do it on the TV all the time. Exactly. They used to do it all the time back in the day. So they just do it to every phone that to let them know, like, just to test the emergency broadcasting system. So just in case a national emergency happens, so they can notify people.
Pops off, we didn't know.
The thing is, they're not going to tell us anyway because they're going to already know about it weeks before it happens. We've seen all the apocalyptic movies. The government never tells you until the day of.
All those movies where the nuke is coming towards the U.S. And they're like, do we tell people? And they're like, why?
No, don't tell them.
What for?
It'll ensue panic.
Exactly. Everyone's going to die anyway.
Exactly.
I just didn't think twice about it. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. Until I saw people posting the domestic violence situations. Yeah. And they were like, if you have a hidden phone, turn it. I was like, my God.
Well, and then they didn't do it at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They did it at 2:18, you fucking bastards. Because I tried to turn my phone off. I got it, but then I turned it off real quick. So.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of, I don't know if it's real or fake, but a bunch of Amish people that got shunned because they had phones.
I thought some people have phones.
A bunch of
prisoner
inmates got in trouble for their phones.
Well, you know.
So prison talk's about to be real fucking lame for a while.
It's very true because we're not going to have any prison videos. Exactly. Oh, speaking of prison, do we have any updates on your prison pen pal?
Ugh, no. I may do it while I'm out of town.
You didn't even start?
No, I was afraid to do it because I think that he's going to come find me.
He's not going to find, well, I don't know.
Knowing me, yeah. I would find one who's crazy. And my thing is, I would want a prison pen pal that's crazy enough to come and find me. I don't want some lame-ass prison pen pal. What do I want? Some guy who's like, oh, yeah, cool. Hey, have you seen this movie? I haven't. I'm in fucking prison. Or I want one that's like, I love you. When I get out, it's you and me forever. That's what I want.
If I can't have you, nobody can have you.
That's the energy I want from a prison pen pal. And that's not good.
You need to stop putting that kind of energy in the atmosphere because it's just going to happen to your ass, okay?
Well, yeah. What else are we supposed to talk about? Have you read any good books lately? How's the Bible?
You can ask him for a contract. You can maybe get a government contract to work in the prison system. I don't know that I trust you in the prison system. I don't know that I trust you.
I've seen a lot of movies.
I don't think you'll have sex with the inmates. I think you'll let them escape.
Oh, I would be like, hey.
You'll be like, you know what? I can make it happen. That'd be you.
I'd be like, I'm looking the other way.
You'd be like, so you want to get out of here, right? Let's go get some tacos. Okay, no. I'm going to leave the door open.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would definitely help people escape.
Monty's got a heart of gold.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm telling on you.
Wrongly in prison.
Because you remember, I'm a snitch. If y'all don't remember from a few episodes ago, I'm a snitch.
On some Shawshank shit, yeah.
Yeah, I will definitely snitch on you.
I'd put money on his books for sure.
Wow. Well, that's crazy. Halloween is almost upon us.
Ooh, spooky. What are you doing for Halloween?
I don't know.
Hallelujah night.
Okay, so
Maybe what if we did Hallelujah night? No?
That's a trigger for me. I don't want you to use my trauma to your glory.
I thought it would be cute.
No, it's not. Y'all have heard me talk about for the last 3 years how Hallelujah night is traumatic for me growing up because I never got to dress up for anything. And so,
okay.
Yeah, no. I did see this one TikTok today where these girls were in Houston, and there's this drive-through car wash haunted house.
I've heard of that. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it was funny. And they like pop up at, you know, the drop of a dime, and they're like, well, you can leave your doors open or unlocked for a more fun experience.
But
They don't jump in the car with you. They just open the door at random times.
Hell no.
I won't do that shit.
That
either.
Is a hell to yeah. No.
Do you like haunted houses?
Absolutely not. 0%. Really? I do not like the feeling of being scared. I do not like the feeling of falling. I don't like, my nervous system can't handle.
So you don't want to go to the 13th floor with me?
Fuck off. No.
Damn.
No.
Anybody want to go to the 13th floor with me? I've already gone to the 13th floor 3 times. I love it.
No.
I love the 13th
floor. I'd rather willingly enter the prison system.
Okay, that's like a haunted house as well.
But
and you can't get out. There's no exhibition.
I just don't like that shit.
Really? Mm-mm. So you would never go to like Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida?
No. Even what? We went to Fiesta, Texas, and they do the thing where like they follow you around. I don't like things in masks. I don't like if I can't see your face, it freaks me out. If it's painted, if it doesn't look right, I don't like that.
Really? 0%. I would have never pegged you as a person who doesn't like Halloween.
I hate, dude, I was probably like 16 years old and my cousin had a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese and I almost had a fucking panic attack because Chuck E. Cheese came out and got close to it. I can't.
I'm not laughing.
That's a trigger for me.
I'm not laughing at your triggers.
I had a McDonald's birthday party when I was like 3. Grimace came out. I hysterically cried the entire time. That's probably where all the surplus. So, like,
do you even like from. Santa Claus?
No. Have you not seen the picture of me crying with Santa Claus?
No, I haven't.
There's a picture of me.
Well, now you have to show us. No, I'm kidding.
Big white man holding me. I'll put it right here if I can find it. I'm hysterically crying right in the face.
Wow. I never knew you.
I don't like because
that. Do you like clowns?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Who likes clowns?
I do. They're not scary.
No, it's because why? It's a creepy thing. John Wayne Gacy was a clown, and he killed boys.
Okay, he killed them before you even born.
I'm just saying. I just don't like the idea that your face. Why can't I see who you are? And why are you acting weird and different? And why do you have to follow me around? Did I tell you about the mime in Italy?
This is taking a turn. I did not expect her to not like Halloween.
I don't like any kind of shit like that. Like, I don't like mimes, clowns, magicians even, really. If you're going to come out into the crowd, just leave me the fuck alone. I don't. Ugh.
Jeez, you're having a real visceral response to that.
Mime in the street. We were eating in the street, like by the Pantheon.
Where was this in Europe?
In Europe.
Oh, okay.
And I saw the.
I think that's the only place that still has mimes, but yeah.
Yes. America would never.
Right.
And we're eating dinner, and I can tell he's behind me. And Sophia was like, just ignore it. It's fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, if that motherfucker touches me, it's over.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of eating, whatever. I'm on my phone, and I can just feel something behind me. And I'm like, I know that there's someone behind, like, I can feel someone behind me. And he's like, looking over my phone and doing all the stupid shit. Mm-hmm. And I just like, don't move, don't talk, freeze. And so finally Adam was like, no, we're fine. Like, go away. Mm-hmm. And I told Sophia, you weren't going to fucking say anything. She's like, I knew you were going to freak out. So I figured we'd just ignore it and it would go away. No.
You know, there's a whole human in there though, right?
But like, it's just not. Right.
Okay.
It's weird and invasive and I don't like it and it creeps me out.
And see, I peg you as a person who would probably do like a Blair Witch Project situation. Don't you go camping?
I'm not a camper. Do I look like I would sleep on the ground?
Yeah.
I was forced to camp.
That's your white side. You like going to summer camps to get packages.
I do like summer camp.
Yeah.
That was very different. I would do a Blair Witch situation.
See what I'm saying? So you can't say you're afraid of Halloween.
I just don't like... Like if you're gonna scare me, bitch, scare me. Don't do this. Don't put a mask on. Like I want some like vampire witch shit, not some Saw shit. You know.
Okay. Duly noted.
Supernatural, not scary.
Okay. Well, speaking of scary and speaking of Europe, where you're talking about, I'll tell you what's getting scary is the potential of another pandemic of bed bugs. I don't know if y'all have heard. But they had Paris Fashion Week.
New York Fashion Week.
In Paris. And
maybe you're not hip to the trends, but that's what's going on.
There was such thing as Paris, Texas. Anywho, so they had Paris Fashion Week, where of course all the celebs went over there. But what they're coming back with is some bed bug shit.
Have you ever had bed bugs?
No.
I know, me either.
Yeah.
No. I hear they're real fucking hard to get rid of.
Well, the thing is, too, you're supposed to do certain things to try to get rid of them or to identify them. First of all, the number one thing is I have a visceral response when people put their luggage on any bed. Do not put your fucking luggage on your bed. Like, you're supposed to put them in the bathtub, and any little creepy crawlers that are potentially in your suitcase will crawl out into the bathtub.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And a lot of people get them on cruise ships as well, too.
Allegedly. They said it's because of all the travelers. It was the most visited city in 2022. 44 million.
I'm glad I went in 2019. Travelers.
Yep. I fucking went in 2023. So
yeah,
I'm part of the problem.
You are.
Ew, can you imagine coming back? You're so tired. Like, you just want to relax at home, and then your fucking shit gets infested with bedbugs.
It takes me forever to unpack when I come back from somewhere. Like, literally, like, 2 weeks. I will pull out every pair of drawers and bra in that damn suitcase until all I have left are, like, my disposable sheets or some shit.
But yeah, that's why you bring your own sheets places, huh?
Seriously, definitely.
Well, do bedbugs get in your hair, or they just get on?
No, they just clothes they just bite and you. Just your clothes.
They bite you?
Yeah, people have like it looks like chiggers, but it's not. It's like a little. Well, I learned it at what you call it for the dogs. Anyway, yeah, it just looks like little bites and stuff on you.
Did you see that TikTok a while ago of that girl who was like, I was visiting my friend in Texas, and she told me that she had chiggers. Did you ever see that video? Oh, I have to send it to you. It's this black girl being like, bitch, what the fuck did you just say?
They did for some reason, the hospital that you work at, they did a whole thing about chiggers. Like, it was some kind of in-service, and they were talking about chiggers and how when humans get them, because it's normally in dogs, but when humans get them, the reactions that we have, and it's like not similar to Lyme disease, but can get as bad as that if it's untreated. And I was like, I don't need to live here anymore. What the fuck? Like, y'all got too much shit going on.
I thought chiggers was a thing. I didn't realize it was like, I don't know. I just thought everyone had chiggers.
No. I'm not.
Florida ain't got chiggers. I guess they wouldn't call them chiggers either.
No, we don't. You get your chicken pox, that's about it. Wingworm like everybody else, you know.
Yeah, but I did hear about the bed bugs. That grosses me out. Also, I think bed bugs and lice are the same thing. I know they're not, but in my head, it just like.
It's equally as squirmy. Mm-hmm. It just like it's
an anything ache. Crawling.
Yeah.
It's did really you weird. See? I've been watching TikTok. I don't know if anyone has picked up on that. This guy got bit by, or he didn't get bit by a millipede, but he squished one in his shoe, and the acid from the guts burned his feet.
A what? What is it called?
A millipede.
What the fuck is
it's
that?
Like a centipede, but more legs. Maybe less legs.
Don't they already have like 1,000 legs already?
Yeah. Jesus. But yeah, so just so you know,
don't step on
there's
centipedes,
acid in their guts, and it burnt, and his foot looked fucked up. Like,
so he necrotic. Just stepped on it without a shoe.
No, it was in his shoe. Oh. And he felt something crawling around, and so he like went, he stopped, and he found out that it was in his shoe. And so he was like, oh shit, let me, because you have to wash it off really quick, and he didn't, and his foot was all fucked up.
That's ridiculous. I'll tell you what else is fucked up. I don't really know that we want to go in depth in this, and we won't, but we got to talk about it because we're a socially responsible podcast. We are praying for those men, women, and children in both Israel and Palestine. I am not picking a side because I don't know enough about it. And
we're on this side, stand with Israel.
Listen, no, I'm standing on the side of black people. I'm black in America. We got black enough shit going on over here. I ain't got time to be dealing with nobody else's stuff. But
shit,
prayers and thoughts.
Crazy.
Prayers. That's all I can give you right now.
It's just, war still to me is always like, who would be in a war right now?
Exactly.
War's not real. It's not 19 fucking 15.
Exactly.
But yeah, people be getting
it's 2023.
Yeah.
And I just, here's the thing, Joe Biden. I understand that there are treaties and there are alliances that were created before you got in office, before Trump got in office, Obama, Bush, Clinton, another Bush, all these people, right? Here's what I want y'all to stop using. I want you to stop using plural language. Stop saying that we are in full support of any person. Because I'm going to tell you what, I'm not fighting for nobody but myself. Okay? Just period. Stop saying we. You have the full backing of the people that, no, say yourself. Don't put we in that. Because I'm not from France. I don't speak French.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
No,
this
baby.
This is you. You got to pick up your flag.
Who?
And wave it.
Listen, I'm black in America. I got a hard enough time being black in America. I'm not doing no extra fighting. And I thank God every day for the men and women who go out there and fight for our freedom. But it ain't me. I'm not signing up. I'm not even a soldier in the army of the Lord. I was voluntold in that, but unfortunately.
Yeah, but truly thinking about all those people, because that is insane. It's like, this is their 9/11, essentially.
And it's just ongoing. I just feel like the tension between Palestine and Israel has just been, it's like a volcano just ready to erupt. Like, they just in the corner, I wish you do cross this goddamn line. I knock your head off on both sides. And I'm like, can we all just calm down? Can we calm down? Like, we just got over a pandemic, and weren't we all about the people?
Not anymore. Pandemic's over.
It's not.
Is COVID coming back?
Yes. Have y'all numbers been going up in the hospital?
No.
Ours has.
Really?
We've been having breakouts on like 3 different floors.
Really?
Where patients are getting it. And when I say getting it, I mean they tested negative on admission and are now getting it. And then the staff are getting it too.
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. But also where I work, they just, anyway. I won't say that.
That's wild. I don't think, I mean, or maybe I'm just not seeing them. Or maybe it's just not as bad as it was before.
No, I don't think it would get that bad. I mean, if these bed bugs, who knows? But it's just
really weird. Refuse to get bed bugs. How the hell do you get rid of bed bugs? You have to wash
everything. That too. But you just have to wash everything in like super, super hot, hot, hot water.
I'm not doing it. That's disgusting.
Just wash your sheets. How often do you wash your sheets, your bed sheets?
When the cleaning lady comes, she washes them.
Okay, how often does your cleaning lady come?
Every other week.
So you sleep on your sheets for 2 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I wash myself before I get them every night.
That's the point. Huh. You should be changing and washing your sheets every week.
Uh-uh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's embedded in me. Maybe other people don't do that. Let us know in the comments. Yeah, how often do y'all wash y'all sheets? Because I wash my sheets and change my sheets every week. But you know me, I'm obsessed with sheets. So I have too many pairs of sheets. So it takes me a while before I recycle the next one. But anyway.
I guess maybe weekly. Like, you wash everything else weekly. I just hate washing sheets.
I love washing sheets. I don't know why. Anyway, it's
washing sheets and slapping cheeks.
I'll tell you what else we like. Okay, that was not about slapping cheeks, but some black girl magic. We gotta talk about our girl Simone Biles.
That bitch can flip and tumble.
What's her married name?
Did she change it?
I don't think so. But Simone Biles. Anyway, I was just trying to respect the sanctity of her marriage by using her married name.
Good for you. Because here on this podcast,
we serve the Lord. Simone Biles is just kicking ass and taking names.
Jonathan Owens is her husband.
So Simone Biles Owens. That sounds weird. Simone Owens.
Simone Bowens.
I cannot. So Simone Biles, they just finished the world championships for gymnastics, and she won yet again. She has now won 6 world championship titles, and I think a total of like 21 something. 21.
I know she set some kind of record, and I know she now has like 5 things named after her.
She does.
She has, she's like a badass.
The Yurchenko Pike, but it's now called the Biles, and she has another one that's called the Biles number 2 because she put like a little twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't score it because nobody else can do it, so they can't. The score is deduced down as far as y'all know what I'm trying to say. Goddamn, read between the lines. I lost my words.
You're highly educated if you're listening to this podcast.
Exactly. You know what I'm trying to say. Let the telepathy come to you. Anyway, I love that for her. And people were just like, so are you going to still be doing this next year? You know, you're kind of getting older. You're 26.
She's 26.
And I'm like, y'all.
Also, if my body could move like that at 26, that would have been a miracle.
Man, she's like, look at Shawn Johnson. I think Shawn Johnson is probably like in her 30s now. And like, she's pregnant and still doing like handstands.
How is Shawn Johnson pushing out the babies of that 7-foot man? That's what I want to know. He is huge. She is minuscule.
She's been pregnant for like the last 2 years, I feel
all
like.
All she does is put out babies, yeah, which that's her own business, and she can do that. I'm just saying, she's married and procreating with a very large man.
Is she still? Well, no, I think she's just really short.
Yeah.
I think her husband's pretty average. I think he's a pretty average. He's probably like 6'2".
Isn't he a hockey player? Are hockey players tall?
I thought he was football.
He is bum ba da dum ba da dum bum bum. Football. You're right.
Ma'am.
He's 6'2". That's huge.
She's like 4'11".
Yeah, compared to her, that's huge. I'm saying like that tall man and that little lady, and she's pushing out his big ass babies.
Well, they're not that big when they're coming out. I mean, look at Shawnee, who pushed out 5 of Shaq's babies.
True.
So, I mean, they're huge now, but at that time they weren't. I'll tell you what else is getting huge.
That's weird. At that time, they weren't that big.
Yeah, they were. I'll tell you what else is getting huge. Strikes. They said strikes. What were you talking about, Kaiser Permanente?
Kaiser Permanente, which is such a fun thing to say, just went through, or I guess is going through, a strike. 75,000 nurses, pharmacists, techs, a bunch of people in California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Virginia, D.C.
Alaska, they said, Idaho.
Exactly. They said, we're getting the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're you can say they're going through a staffing shortage.
That's beyond a staffing shortage.
That's a lot of fucking people.
75,000? Your system can't handle that.
No, I don't know what the hell.
That's a bit much.
It says their walkout is driven by a short staffing crisis, the worker said, has led to tough working conditions. So
probably unsafe ratios.
Probably extremely unsafe.
Unsafe patient ratios or nursing ratios. That's crazy.
Unions, man.
That is absolutely crazy.
Can you imagine if we just walked out of work? I mean, I can imagine it.
I mean, I've walked out of work and not come back.
A little different. I'm still upset.
But not to come back every day with a picket sign. And I'm like, fuck you. And then I'm out.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why that just tickled me so much, but it did. Twice. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we were talking about, well, speaking of Kaiser Permanente and kind of banding together and stuff like that, I want to segue a little bit real quick to a subject matter about group chats. We were, I was talking to Marissa today, and because she had a baby shower gender reveal. And
even though we talked mad,
even though I was, I fucking hate gender reveals. But anyway, I was like, oh, bitch, you didn't invite me to your fucking gender reveal. I was like, I guess I'm not in the group chat anymore. And then we started having a conversation about group chat. What are your thoughts on group chats?
Okay. I've been talking a lot about group chats recently because did you watch the new episode of The Kardashians?
No.
Okay, great. I knew you hadn't. So in the latest episode, it's just nice to ask. I don't want to ask and assume.
I appreciate it.
You know what
it.
Happens when you assume?
Assume.
Mm-hmm. So in the most recent episode of The Kardashians, they're filming a conversation between Kim and Kourtney. They're on the phone with each other. And Kim is like, once again, rehashing the fucking wedding and the fucking, you know.
She's such a narcissist. I cannot with her.
Okay, so they're talking about it. And
Kourtney is the most sane Kardashian of them all. But anyway.
Ooh, hot take. Okay.
She is.
They're all off their rocker. Yeah. So basically, Kourtney is just saying, like, you still don't get it. You're making all of us about yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm upset about the wedding, yada, 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 yada. And Kim is just fucking lighting her shit up and was like, well, actually, your kids have complained to us about you because they think you're acting weird all the time. We have a group chat called Not Kourtney just so we can talk about how fucking weird and annoying you are all the time. Like, just fucking flaming her. So now the big joke is we're in the Not Kourtney group chat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important to have side group chats of the group chat.
Absolutely. I agree 1,000%. Group chats are very politically correct. Yeah. And then there's the group chat within the group chat that's really outside of the group chat that is more important. Because I can tell you this right now. I can be in a group chat with people and I can guarantee you at least 2 or 3 of the people in the group chat, we're having separate conversations outside of that group
and
chat.
And no one is safe. I am well aware that I am not included in certain group chats because I am the main topic of discussion in that group chat. Not all the time, but I know it was created at some point specifically without me to talk about shit that I was involved in that they didn't want me to know. And that's
okay. Or they just didn't want to tell me and involve me. And I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, no, I don't think that was it. I think they're talking shit about you.
Oh,
Which, like, everyone's allowed to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone is allowed to talk shit. It's healthy.
Yeah.
That's like, did you see the video going around of these girls were all at brunch talking shit about one of their friends? And someone recorded it and was like, if these are your friends and your name is they're talking shit about you. And all of these other girls were coming online, like, stitching it. And they were like, hey, if anyone sees my friends out at brunch talking shit about me, don't tell me. I'm probably doing some crazy shit.
No,
just let them talk
me.
About it.
Because my thing is, I feel like this. If you're going to talk shit about your friends and you're not going to say it to their face, then you don't need to be friends with that person. Now, if I've already told you, now I done told this dumb bitch last week not to do this and this, and that's totally different. But also, too, why are your friends a topic of conversation to a degree? or we may be just talking about mostly my outside group chats are because there's extra information that the main group doesn't know. And we're talking about the extra stuff on the side, the condiments. That's what we're talking about. The condiments on the side.
My extra group chat or like my side group chats are the same. It's like, does she know that? Are we allowed to say this? What are we supposed to know?
Because you're a vault for some people and not a vault for other people.
Yeah.
Because even like we have a group chat with my mom and my sisters. And then my sisters and I have a separate group chat. And so my mom is just always like, I didn't know that. Yeah, because you're not in that group chat. And you're never going to be. Because you're not a sister. You're a mama.
Do you name your group chats?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I was just wondering.
You have to. Because if you don't, you're going to message the wrong group.
Yeah. 100%. So once again, if you have an Android phone, just stay out of my life personally.
Okay. I didn't say that.
Yeah. Don't become a close personal friend because you're going to ruin my group chats.
I mean, the green bubbles, they just.
Yeah. No, I think it's healthy. Also, sometimes you just have to vent about your friends about annoying shit that's not really a big deal and you don't want to bring it up to them because it's not that serious, but you just need to tell somebody.
Or there's just certain people in the group chat you don't want them to know certain things. Like you don't have the maturity level to handle this.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to be in my whole era, I'm not going to tell the whole group chat. Yeah, only one person's going to know.
If we have a big group and we have a plan, and I'm going to be like, please don't make me ride with this bitch.
Exactly. But you're still you still love that person, but you just know the boundaries.
Love you, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's wrong with that.
No.
I think that's wonderful.
Girl math is having separate group chats.
Absolutely.
But then zipping right back to the main group chat after you've already secured the plan with your side group chat.
Group chats are basically like staff meetings after the staff meeting.
Yeah.
And it's always usually the black people that do it. Like, girl, did you hear what she said in that fucking meeting? This shit could have been a goddamn email. I did that today.
Some of my favorite group chats are the side family group chats going on
simultaneously
with the big family group. It happened today. You're like, what the fuck are these people
talking about? I was on a Zoom call with my cousins today and me and my sister were just like separately texting like, this could have been an email. Mm-hmm. And I will not apologize for feeling that way. Anyway, but so I think it's
that's important. I think the way she told her all that shit, though, was really fucked up.
The thing is, too, I think people need to realize, too, that sisters are going to go below the belt all the time. They're going to drag each other to hell and stay out of it. As long as you stay out of sisters going back and forth with each other, you're going to be safe. The minute you try to jump in and defend a sister from another sister, they're both going to jump on you. So just don't do it.
We found out that Corey Gamble has secured.
Who is Corey Gamble?
The black guy that Chris is dating.
Oh, her beard. Okay, yeah.
Okay. He is like, if I had to be a celebrity, if I had to say, like, pick the celebrity you would want to trade lives with, it is him. He literally is just there and just around. And what the hell is he ever doing? I don't know.
I would never want anybody else's life.
But that's interesting.
I would want the access and the money, but not your life. You know, these people are crazy.
No, they are 100%. And I would love to just be.
You want to be immersed in it.
Yeah, 100%. Wash over me.
I'm manifesting that for you, that Diddy will invite you to a party. I just pray you stay safe.
I would.
I just pray you stay safe.
I would. You'd be my call.
I'm not coming to Diddy house to come get you. Shit.
He wouldn't come get me.
Call the police. Sure wouldn't. I don't want to be seen nowhere around that. Nope.
Kendall was talking about how she hasn't talked. Her and Corey haven't been on good terms because she was having a fight with one of her sisters.
Didn't he slap one of them at some point?
I think he spanked one of Corey's kids once or said he was going to, he's like, I'd slap the shit out of him or something. Mm-hmm. He was just being black. True. And they got very upset.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my little Kardashian corner for you.
Oh, I love that for you.
We are team side chat.
Absolutely. I believe in the power of the side chat. You just. Yeah. Everybody doesn't have the maturity level to know everything. And so you have to have a separate set of people that rule in the what you call the zeitgeist. And it just helps to keep equilibrity.
Equilibrium.
That's Miss
Equilibrium. Equality?
Equilibrium. I'm sounding like Miss Peck. She says that equilibrity. She's like, you done fucked up my equilibrity. Here's the thing. When you listen to somebody constantly fuck up words, you start fucking up the words. And I'm like, I don't talk like that. Why am I sounding like Miss Peck right now? Because I listen to her podcast all the time because it's fucking hilarious. But anyway.
My favorite is when you listen to someone all the time or like a podcast or you're reading a book or something and you'll be talking to someone and you're like, I swear I just had this conversation with someone.
Exactly.
No, you didn't. You were listening to it. Yeah. Or you're reading it. Or you had
the conversation with yourself.
Or you have the conversation. And I'm always like, who did I just talk to about that?
Yeah. No one. Absolutely. We are also praying for those students who, at Morgan State University, which is a wonderful HBCU, And they unfortunately last week just had a school shooting or a campus wide shooting. I want to say 5 people were shot. I don't think anybody died, thankfully.
That's
but,
like so scary.
Yeah, it really is. And they actually canceled their homecoming because homecoming is upon us as well, too, in October and the beginning of November for a lot of colleges. Mm-hmm. And so they canceled their homecoming festivities for the first time in the school's history.
Wow.
And so and Morgan State is a pretty old a pretty historic, I'm gonna say old, a pretty historic
there you go.
HBCU. But anyway, so our thoughts and prayers are with them as they are recovering from.
Do you know what happened?
No, I don't. I don't. It's
an easy search for me.
Sure, let's do it.
Hold, please.
Listen, yeah, you're a Howard alum, so you should know.
You know?
H-U? Then you say you know.
You know? They're going to.
Okay. I have to say H-U first.
I'm waiting for someone to tell me some shit.
Nobody's going to say anything to you about being at Howard. HBC, as long as you're talking positive about HBCUs, we won't know that you didn't go to one.
Did you see the girl there? There was a girl at Harvard who was there for like the whole start of school, had all mm-hmm. these friends, like made connections, was pretending to fucking go there. She was not enrolled at Harvard.
Oh, it's really easy to just go on campus all the time.
But my thing is, I feel like Harvard is such a like... There's all these weird traditions and it's super clicky and everyone really wanted to get like there's all these. It's just a very old, traditional, mm-hmm. weird like what are those things like secret societies mm-hmm. and weird shit. Right. Like, yeah. I just feel like it would be really hard, but she fucking did it.
Look at the girl who what was it? Inventing Anna, whatever the damn thing was. She fooled everybody, make people believe she was a millionaire. It's not True. Hard to fool people.
I think she is out of jail and like starting a new cup. She just had something at New York Fashion Week.
Who would trust her?
People.
Yeah, I mean, realistically.
At her Trump. apartment building that she has, they like did a fashion show there.
Is this real?
I swear to God.
She actually pays rent. She has receipts.
Well, she owns the building, I think. I don't know.
How? With illegal money, allegedly?
I assume.
Oh,
it's those wire transfers.
I guess, you know.
Okay. 18-year-old student. Shot in the chest. Jesus, that's a horrible place to get shot.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are doing that. And then it ruins people's experience to be away from home. Like these kids, some of these freshmen just went off to college last month or August.
Drag my kid home. I'd be like, yeah, we tried it.
I'm just thankful that me being at FAMU, I never ran into any kind of crazy incidences like that. I mean, the most crazy incidences that we had were panty raids.
What the fuck is that?
You've never heard of a panty raid before?
What is a panty raid?
Oh my, panty raids are the most fun. Okay, so what happens is, because the dorms are not co-ed.
This sounds sexist.
No. The dorms are not co-ed, or they weren't at the time when I was at FAMU. And basically the guys from their dorm, they would come over to our dorm, pull the fire alarms, but like no water came out or anything like that. They would pull the fire alarm and run through the hallways. The idea was to come in and just like steal the girls' panties and then run out. But they never did that. It was just, they ran in, they would just like throw Tide around and Cheerios and shit and just mess up the dorm. And then we would have to do the same thing back to their dorms. But when my sister was at FAMU, when she was a freshman.
Y'all didn't have the internet.
No. The internet was around. We that just didn't have, we didn't have cell phones either. You had calling cards. You had to call, collect and say, hey, I'm calling right back.
This makes sense now.
Yeah. But we actually had fun though. It was fun. Hmm. And then, but the year my sister went off to college at FAMU was what, 1999. She, they actually had like bomb threats and stuff like that. And they were threatening to put bombs in like the pipes and all that other kind of shit. And I was like, that's not a panty raid. That's something totally different. That's terrorism. So let's not do that.
It's getting dangerous.
Yeah. But it was fun. Panty raids were fun.
They think that the shooting was between two smaller groups and that everyone who got hit was an incidental target.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I've never partaken in a panty raid. I've maybe heard the term panty raid once in my life before.
Really? Panty raids
are
fun.
You're not about to come up here and steal my fucking VS pink 5 for $25 ass underwear.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Seriously. Listen, I do the 7 for, what is it?
Seven for
28.
7 for 28.
Yeah. Because I can actually fit Victoria's Secret underwear very fine, even though I have a big booty.
Huh. But great to know.
Listen, spandex is always great. Anywho, what are you watching?
I watched the movie Reptile,
mm-hmm.
which is Justin Timberlake's return to the fucking silver screen.
Oh, I love that.
You missed him since The Social Network, huh?
Not really.
Yeah, me either. it is really good. If you liked True Detective, did you watch True Detective?
No.
Okay. Never it's a it. True crime. Oh, Alicia fucking Silverstone is in it.
Okay, love her. I know who she is.
Love her. Coolest. She's still great. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's in it. She's awesome. It's basically this girl gets murdered. It's Justin Timberlake's girlfriend. They're trying to figure out what the fuck happened because all these things like
it's... He did it. Look what he did to Janet Jackson. He's guilty. Fucking guilty bitch. Just saying. I know it's him.
Tells her 15 seconds of the story. Absolutely. She's like, it's him. He did it. Look at him. Look, he looks OJ like the
it.
Time.
He did it. Yeah,
if he did it. But it was really good. Lots of twists and turns. I watched this show called The Changeling on Apple TV because Lakeith Stanfield's in it.
Oh, it's a show, not a movie.
It's a show.
Oh.
I'll watch anything with him. It's dark fantasy. It's very...
Is it like Lovecraft Country kind of? Or not really?
Not that much. Not like that fantastical, but that kind of like weird, strange, dark.
You got to pay attention.
Fantasy. You do have to pay attention, but it's interesting. Essentially, his wife and his baby, his... Okay, no. It's just
his
just,
wife goes to Brazil, to another country.
Yeah.
She meets this lady who gives her three wishes, and she puts this little red thing on her... On her arm,
like a Kabbalah
like
bracelet,
like a string. She tells the lady, she tells the girl, Lakeith Stanfield's wife, do not ever cut this.
She's
off.
Like, when the bracelet falls off, your wishes will come true, but you cannot cut it.
Right, and Lakeith Stanfield cuts it because he's says, like, bitch, oh, I'll give you the world, and everything turns and then to shit.
Everything turns to shit.
Man, it ain't shit. I'm kidding.
They'll I'm ruin your
kidding.
Life.
I'm just kidding.
So I've been watching that, and I feel like there was something else, but now I cannot remember. So we're just gonna go with. Those two things. I started rewatching True Blood because it's October. Mm. Did you ever watch True Blood?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Love that movie. I mean, the show.
Love a vampire. Yeah. So, yeah. What are you watching?
I watched a movie on Netflix called Nowhere. It's actually really good. It's about this particular country. It's like, it has subtitles or whatever. Not subtitles.
You love a foreign film.
I love foreign films. Are just so good, man. God damn. They are just so good.
Squid Games is coming out again, isn't it?
Really? A Squid Game 2?
Oh, Black Mirror. Sorry, I've been watching Black Mirror. Right.
Well, what are they going to do with the old man? Because didn't he have some kind of sexual harassment cases or something like that? Allegedly?
Oh, no, I heard Squid Game Season 2 is coming
out. Yeah, really? Okay, cool beans. But Nowhere is basically this. They get to a point where in the world, they are killing women and children because they have no more food. And so women that are pregnant, young children, pretty much if you're at reproductive age, they're killing you because you no longer can survive on the earth. Anyway.
What?
Yes, they're killing people, literally just shooting you in your fucking face.
Damn.
And it's crazy. So women and children are no longer safe. And so what happens is one couple, and I'm not spoiling it, this one couple, they pay these people to go on these shipping containers to try to escape this particular country. And, they get on, they end up murdering a bunch of people, whatever. And so, but they get split and get put in two different shipping containers. So the lady, she's pregnant. The wife is pregnant and she's in this shipping container, but shipping container is basically lost at sea and she's trying to survive in the goddamn shipping container.
Like Wilson lost at sea?
No, kind of, sort of, but she at least has a little bit more shelter. She's not just baking in the sun, which is great.
That, but I didn't even really realize what that was, but I saw the trailer and it gave me good. So much anxiety, I had to switch it.
I just like watching shows like that because they give you really good survival techniques.
Nice little of what tips. To
do. They do, I'm telling you. I've been writing it down. Not really here, but, you know.
You were taking mental notes.
It's there. It's up there. I also watched...
title of the episode, Mental Notes.
Exactly. I also watched the comedy special on Netflix for Country Wayne. He's a social media comedian, Country but he Wayne. Also is a real comedian. He's really good. You've seen him a bunch of times on stuff. And then also Lunel, she has her new Netflix special. Hers is only 30 minutes, which I'm like, Lunel.
30 minutes?
Why didn't they give you... But Dave Chappelle... produced it. And I was like, Lunel, you've been a comedian
forever.
For like 30 something, 40, 50,000 years. Like, why didn't you get an hour? Like, I don't know if it was just your contract or what. She probably like, bitch, I'm old. I ain't got time to be on the damn stage for an hour. But still, Lunel is fucking hilarious. She's one of my favorite comedians. I love her. So I was really pissed that she only got a 30 minute set. Or a 30-minute
episode or show
special. Jesus,
God, man,
words are
we
hard.
Gotta get out of here.
Yeah, but it was actually really good though. So yeah, that's all I've been watching.
Okay, I started season 6 of Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. I just need to talk about this episode with you.
Okay,
the first episode.
I couldn't get past. I only got like through this first 2 minutes, and I can't.
Okay,
do it.
The end is what's so wild.
Yeah,
are you gonna watch it?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
I won't ruin it.
This is the one time I will tell you not to ruin it.
Okay.
because I'm actually going to watch it. Not tomorrow, but I'm going
to
watch it.
We'll talk about it later. Okay. But I got to, because I was like, yeah, whatever. She's reliving the same. The premise is this girl comes, like, has this really shitty day. She comes home, turns on Netflix. There's a Netflix show about her life as it's happening.
So it's like a Truman Show in real time.
Yes, true, wow. But it's in real time.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. So like her life is, everyone's seeing everything she does, all the conversations she has, mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada.
But she knows she's being watched.
But she's like, how? There's like no one watching me, but all mm-hmm. these very intricate details of her life are playing out on this show. And she's being played by Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
And so the end of it was just really fucking interesting. And I'm back on a Black Mirror kick. That show really, like, it sticks with me every episode.
I don't know who the writers are of Black Mirror, but... You'll have some
issues.
Let me tell you something. I just
get healed.
I'm grateful for the fact that SAG-AFTRA has now reached a potential agreement with the powers that be to get back to shows and writing.
Because it's fall. This is the showtime.
Exactly. We're supposed to be getting Hallmark movies, Lifetime movies. I don't watch some shits, but y'all do. But yeah, we're supposed to be getting some stuff.
I used to hate a Hallmark movie. My mom and my grandpa. My grandpa's favorite channel is either the Japanese channel or the Hallmark channel.
That's what my mom is. She has like the Hallmark package and all that shit.
I'm just like, and I'm like, once my favorite thing is sitting with my mom and just like telling her exactly what's going to happen. Because she's like, you're ruining it. But there is something about a Christmas fall Hallmark movie on in the background. Come on.
True. I'm just excited for two people with Christmas albums, Brandy and Samira Joy. I'm just ready. I need to put those albums on now. Drop them now.
I can't wait for Christmas.
Listen.
Krima.
Well, I can wait because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
That's so weird.
Why?
That's not weird. I think it's a lot of people's favorite
You
holidays.
Need to be thankful, you ungrateful bitch.
All right. And happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I just feel like this is my issue with October to January 1st.
It goes so fast.
So freaking fast. And then the rest of the year, what the fuck are we doing the rest of the year? There's
waiting
nothing.
Waiting until it happens
and
again.
And a goddamn thing going on. But you want to boop, 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 boop.
Exactly.
The best fucking three holidays of the year.
Yeah, it goes by way too fast.
And that's my gripe.
Yeah.
Because like I want Halloween to last longer. I want Thanksgiving to last longer. I want Christmas to last longer. But they're just back to back to back.
I know. And it just, it's a, like September, you thought September came in and got the fuck out.
October is
November,
always,
December about to be gone.
I swear there's 20 days in October.
Seriously. It goes by way too fast.
And you know why
fast.
I think they go faster is because there's seasonal decor.
I was going to say depression.
Also that. I had a patient the other day and I was like, what brought you to Texas? He's like, oh, my wife has horrible seasonal depression and we were living in the Northeast. So we came down here. And I was like, huh.
I would love to be in the Northeast during the wintertime.
He said, no, she's getting too depressed.
That is like prime time weather.
Yeah, I think it's because you get like very specific decorations and it just like, the time feels even shorter because you're like, oh, try to put those up. Oh, then take those down. Mm-hmm. And like, I know what it must be getting close because these decorations are whatever.
You know what it is too? It's because they turn off the lights earlier. Mm-hmm. So we fall back. And so it gets dark at 5:00 PM.
I forgot we were going to fucking fall back.
That's why it goes by so fast. Because by the time you go home, you're just like, oh, it's time to go to bed.
When do we fall back?
Sometime in October.
I thought we were done with daylight savings. Didn't,
I thought
that
we were
thing?
Too. I think Joe Biden was trying to do it. He canceled $9 billion more of student loan debt for like two people. wasn't me and a Fowler, but you know.
Truly.
We pray it will be soon.
Daylight savings is almost over. When Florida will fall back. Well, if it works for Florida, it works for us, right?
Yeah, because they're Eastern Standard.
November 5th, the first Sunday after Halloween.
Okay.
Daylight savings ends. So I guess that means we... set our clocks ahead in March, we'll spring forward. Fuck.
I already don't get enough sleep.
Do you remember when you were young and like the weeks lasted so long, the days lasted so long?
The summers, you were just like, oh, I'm ready to go back to school already and see my friends.
Yeah, this is forever.
Now it's just like.
The weekends felt so long.
They did. Even if you had chores, you were just like, the hour felt super long.
But. Now, an hour, bitch, that's like what? 20 TikToks.
Listen, I was gonna say I could lose 20 hours on TikTok easy.
My phone the other day was like, your scroll time is up 30%. And I was like, I'm fucking depressed. That's why.
Then you see the little black girl. Hey, are you scrolling? Yes, bitch.
You
want to
do
Leave
some deep
alone.
Breathing with me? No, I don't want to do deep fucking breathing.
I want you to get off my line.
I
want to
fucking micro learn 8 more things, laugh at 3 more fucking videos,
exactly.
And you know, impulsively purchase 2 more things off of Amazon.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
But yeah. Anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here?
No, let's leave the people.
Well, y'all remember to check your boobs.
Yeah.
Also hug a PT, love a PT, pay their student loans off. And be careful and safe on Halloween. They're putting razors and Snickers. So just be careful.
Is that a real thing? Or is that lore? Do you think that's a real thing?
I think people just were exaggerating. Because I've never gone trick-or-treating. Because, of course, I was always at Hallelujah night.
That sounds like something that was on an episode of, like, Criminal Minds. And we just all ran with it.
I mean,
I've never had a razor blade in any candy.
Who's poisoning kids?
Who the fuck wants kids that doesn't
just
want kids?
Just get a drag queen to read them a book and they think it's poison. That's enough. You know. Even though drag queens do not poison kids. Like, let's be clear.
I need to catch up on American Horror Story. Okay. Now that we're talking about babies.
Anyway. What? Never mind.
Have you seen the newest season of American Horror Story? I don't watch it. Fucking weird.
Nah, I don't watch it.
It's about, like, Emma Roberts. Kim Kardashian's in it. Your best friend.
Definitely don't want to watch it. All right, y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
I was going to say wax your fucking face off. Let's try that again. Ready?
Keep this in. Y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Wax your face off? What is wrong with me? Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday when new episodes are released.